You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you have a whole lot of apples and a few of them are bad, then we do need to ask how big a problem you have on your hands.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now over Skype is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
I have been noticing headlines and articles about a few bad apples here and there, and it sounds like we've got a listener who has noticed the same thing.
Exactly. Lewis wrote to us and said, I think the expression, a few bad apples, has changed its meaning 180 degrees in the course of the past few decades. And I just want to note that I love that Lewis says 180 degrees to say it has flipped its meaning to the opposite as opposed to 360 degrees, which you do sometimes hear.
The math major in you is showing.
I know. And Lewis is exactly right. This phrase has changed its meaning over time. And as you noted, we're hearing it in discussions of police brutality, particularly against Black Americans. This question of, is it just, quote unquote, just a few bad apples? It's used in defense of police departments and often as a denial of systemic racism in trying to isolate the problem. Now, the history of this phrase goes back a long way, and I'm grateful here to Ben Zimmer, who's a linguist and a language columnist for the Wall Street Journal, who did an interview on ABC this past week. I'd also note that Jeff Nunberg did a piece on this on Fresh Air in 2011. So people have been watching this phrase for a while. The original phrase in English goes back to at least 1340, and the phrase was, a rotten apple quickly infects its neighbor. And there you can see we've got a different meaning of what it means to have a rotten apple.
I've always wondered, is that really true, though? Is there science to back that up?
It does seem to be true that if you put a lot of apples in a barrel and you have rotting apples in there, that they emit a ripening agent that will spoil other apples. And so if you're storing apples that way, you need to be careful. And by the 18th century in English, you're seeing phrases like, one bad apple spoils the barrel, or the basket, or the bin, wherever you put your apples. And you would also see references to rotten apples. And if, for example, you said she's a rotten apple, it wasn't just that she was a bad person, but that she is a corrupting influence. Here you see the metaphor where obviously it's no longer about apples, but about people. And I do want to note Ben Zimmer cites a 2006 study by University of Washington researchers that was published in the journal Research in Organizational Behavior. And it was about the impact of one negative group member on the whole group. And the title of the article is How, When, and Why Bad Apples Spoil the Barrel, Negative Group Members and Dysfunctional Groups. Now, we do know that today people are using the phrase differently in the sense that rotten apples are just isolated instances. And what seems to have happened is that this idiom largely died out of usage at the end of the 19th century. It then comes back in the 20th century. At this point, we have things like widespread grocery stores where, you know, people have already sorted through the apples, and if there's a bad apple on the shelf, you can just work around it.
Avoid the bad apples.
And one factor that people mention here is the Osmond song, One Bad Apple, Don't Spoil the Whole Bunch, Girl. So clearly there, the Osmonds mean you shouldn't just judge the whole group by, quote-unquote, one bad apple. And the phrase, a few bad apples, just takes off in the 1980s. In the end, I would focus less on the question of, does the phrase really mean isolated instances or corrupting influencers? I would focus on how we're using it and whether we think that's actually true. So if you hear yourself say, it's just a few bad apples, I would just step back and think, do I really believe in this instance, in this context, that that is true, that it's isolated examples, or is it a more systemic problem?
Thanks so much, Anne.
Have a good Sunday.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.